Lenten Journey, Day 5. Intense Fasting. You made it to the end of the first week of Lent. Your accomplishments, as well as your failures, are behind you, and you take the present today to chart out the course for the next few weeks. Your accomplishments, that is, if your fasting, your prayer, and giving cycles have all increased, your accomplishments should give you encouragement to continue and be even stronger in the weeks to come. If you have faltered, your failures should be a challenge for you to strengthen, for you to refocus and be determined to take on the next few weeks. Today we will talk about intense fasting, fasting beyond the food. In Scripture, we read a passage from the Gospel of St. Luke. It says, "Then he called the crowd to him and said to them, 'Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles.'" Jesus' words are very strong. It's not what comes into your system that defiles you. So many times during the Lenten period specifically, we are consumed with all of the laws and the regulations. Do we abstain from this type of meat or that type of food? Rather than really looking at what is the intention of the Lenten period. Lent, as we've said before, is a time for us to simplify, to bring it down to the bare basics, what is necessary to live. We abstain from certain foods. We abstain from meat, animal products, and so on. Today, we want to crank it up one notch. We need to start abstaining from the bigger foods. As Jesus said, it's not what goes into our system, but what comes out of our system. So today we have an opportunity, as we do every day during Lent. Today's opportunity is really to look at what is coming out of us. Are there words? Are there emotions that are destroying us, that are literally killing us and the people around us? I'm talking about those expressions of anger, those expressions of hatred. How about discouragement, discontent? You know, these are all emotions that tear us apart, that tear apart the people that we love, the relationships that we have. It is these things that Jesus refers to when he says, what comes out of us defiles us. The words that we speak. You know, the tongue has an incredible means by which it can destroy. There is an expression among Armenians that the wound that is created by the knife or the sword will be healed, but the wound that is created by the tongue never gets healed. Think about the words that you have used in haste, perhaps in anger. Think about those expressions that have divided, relationships, that have really destroyed others. Perhaps not willingly, or maybe willingly, you have used those. But more often than not, you find that you even hurt the ones you love. Perhaps it's because we always figure that they will put up with it, that they have a tolerance for us. Ultimately, when we hurt the ones that we love, we are destroying relationships. We are destroying our relationship with God. Yes, God. In fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus so specifically instructs us. He says, "You have heard that you shall not murder. But I tell you, if you have anger towards your brother, you are guilty of that murder." Here it is. It's very easy. Christ tells us in no uncertain terms that love is the path you need to take. That there is no place in the life of a Christian for hatred, for anger, for those divisive conversations, those divisive thoughts and expressions. In fact, on this fifth day of Lent, it's an opportunity to refocus our direction. Because love must be at the focus of our Lenten journey. Because it is the one ingredient of life that gives meaning and purpose to our existence. Meditate on that. Without love, what meaning, what purpose can your existence have? Love is the necessity of life that needs to be cultivated and nurtured during this Lenten period so that it becomes the main purpose of our existence after Lent. While abstinence and restrictions are one part of the Lenten journey, the greater task for the believer is to be in love and harmony with his or her family, friends, with nature, with the community, the world, and ultimately, all of the universe, namely with God. Today we pray the ninth hour of St. Nerses Shnorhali's Havadov Chostavanik. All provident Lord, place your holy fear as a guard before my eyes, so they may not look lustfully, before my ears, so that they may not delight in hearing evil words, before my mouth, so that it may not speak any falsehoods, before my heart, so that it may not think evil, before my hands, so that they may not do injustice, before my feet, that they may not walk in the paths of injustice, but so direct them that they may always be according to all your commandments. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin, looking forward to taking the next step on the Lenten journey with you again tomorrow. Please join us, as well as on epostle.net, where you'll find resources, instructionals, as well as recipes for the Lenten season. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic universe.